Right, shortly we're going to let you, well, speak to the Stripes. They're going to speak to us, but let's hear what the music's all about for a start. Here's Blue Collar Jane. Stripes and Blue Collar Jane. Good afternoon, boys. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
So, how old is the youngest one?
I'm 15.
15? Yeah. How old's the oldest one?
17.
Oh, lad.
Yeah.
The old boy. A lot's being made of your age, but you can't help but mention it, because when you hear a performance like that, that sounds like a grizzled old veterans of the blues circuit. I mean, that would stand up against any Dr. Feelgood track or whatever, you know, who I'm particularly fond of.
We're huge fans of Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah.
They're a big influence on us.
Serious, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's funny for guys as young as yourselves, you know, we sort of get this image in our head that you're just stuck listening to the top 40 every week. So
no,
it's all rapping.
Bypassed us.
Yeah.
Sensei stuff.
So how did you get into what sort of my generation would call proper music?
Well, we've all been friends from a very young age, and myself and Pete would have hung out in Ev's house quite a bit, and we would have listened to Niall, who's on the management team, who's in the room currently.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Yeah, it's his fault, basically. We would have grown up listening to a lot of the, you know, Dr. Feelgood records, and you know, bands like the Stones and the Yardbirds would have just been on. And
you do appreciate where I'm coming from, that it's quite different for, you know, teenagers like yourselves.
Yeah.
Totally unusual.
We get it. We're unusual kids.
Yeah. No, that's good. More power to you, you know, because, I mean, I suppose most kids your age, or I'm saying kids, sorry, I don't mean it in a demeaning way, but are just running around sort of with the latest Ollie Murs CD kind of thing, if you know what I mean, you know. Well, exactly. But I mean, you were doing gigs. You've done the Jules Holland show. You did that.
We did that Tuesday night. Yeah.
What was it like?
Fantastic. Yeah. Really brilliant experience, to be honest. And the whole kind of,
I mean, there are lots of acts who have got dozens of hits under their belts and wouldn't be invited to be on Jules Holland. You know. So you're in the right company. Elton John has been singing your praises.
Yeah, we're on the... he owns the management company that we're on at the minute.
Oh, shrewd move, Elton. Yes.
He just came to his attention over the internet videos and things like that. And then the company, Rocket, contacted us saying we'd be interested in, like, proper management. So it's kind of... we have a really good kind of team of people.
No, that's terrific. And you've had Noel Gallagher saying all the right things.
Yeah, he came to one of the gigs.
I mean, again, other acts will play all their lives without these people taking them under their notice. So you're making a big impact very early.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks very much.
Cheers. No, it's great. How old were you when you first played?
You've been drumming since you could hold a pair of sticks.
Yeah.
We all started quite young enough. Like myself and Pete again, and Ev would have jammed a lot when we were very young.
What's very young?
Well, 5 or 6, you know.
Ah, come on!
We would have just been, but you know, just as kids, just jamming.
Yeah. So as kids would play.
You had the interest that early.
Yeah, because we've just grown up around it, so you know, it's just natural. Instead of the three of us playing football together, we just played music, you know.
Yeah. Did you have any formal lessons or anything, or was it just, were you self-taught, or who actually taught you how to play guitar and things like that?
Went to lessons for a while, but the lessons actually put us off.
Yeah.
More than it did encourage
us. Marked improvement when we finished taking the lessons.
Yeah?
Just learned it like through listening to records, and you know, YouTube is quite handy now, but
I thought you'd start it young, but like, I mean, that's very precocious. I mean, really going, if you're 5 and 6 and you're starting to jam and everything else, you know. So, I mean, it's all for kind of blues oriented. Do you have a favourite album? Is there any album you all kind of agree on in the van? Right, stick that on. That's the one we're all happy with. You know, favourite Stones
Down
album.
Down with the Jetty would be a personal favourite among a lot of us. Dr. Feelgood's first album.
Yeah.
Down with the Jetty would be me and Pete's favourite album, anyway.
Yeah, mine as well.
Yeah, and you've been working with Chris Thomas.
Yes,
Who's a legend, sort of known for working with Sex Pistols and people like that. You know, he's
another great album. Though.
Yeah, it is a brilliant album for the guitar sounds alone. You know, really. I mean, it was. People were asking Steve Jones for years how they got that sound, and he didn't know. It was Chris Thomas.
Yeah, it's amazing to be working with him. It's really joyous to be working with him.
Yeah,
he's just a legend,
lucky soon. So to be honest, I'm just jealous. Right, you're doing a load of gigs. One that caught my eye on the itinerary in Tokyo.
Yeah, that's in 2 weeks. We're going over for a couple of days to Japan to do a gig in a club called Club Quattro.
Club Quattro. In case you're going, folks, it's sold out. So you can't nip over and catch the gig. But you've obviously played all over Ireland. You've been in Holland. You've England, Scotland. There's everywhere happening. The gig that's happening locally, of course, is Marine Court Hotel.
Part of the
Maud Weekender, and that's tonight.
Yeah, that's tonight. Really looking forward to that.
So. That should be good. I mean, when the guys who run that thing really know their stuff, and that'll be a great event. It really will. You know?
Looking forward to it.
Good. Enjoy that. Listen, you're going to play a song for us, boys.
Yes.
Okay, and this is an old classic as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
Can't Heat Going Up the Country.
I'm looking at the older men in the room here, and I'm saying, how do these young lads know about Can't Heat and Feel Good and all? It's brilliant. Listen, more power to you. Go ahead, boys.
Trunk, you know we got to leave today. Exactly where we're going I can't say, but we might even leave the USA. Cause that's a brand new game that I just wanna play. No use to me running or screaming and crying, cause you got a home, man, and I got mine. country, babe, don't you wanna go? I'm going to some place that I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. Said I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time. Gotta leave this city, got to get away. All this fuss and fighting, and you know I sure can't stay. Now baby, pack your leaving trunk, you know we got to leave today. Exactly where we're going I can't say, but we might even leave the USA. There's a brand new game that I just wanna play. And no use to be running or screaming and crying, 'cause you got a home, man, and I got mine.
Boys, that is terrific. Listen, thanks very much. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
That was marvellous. Honestly, good luck to you. You've accomplished an awful lot for the age you are now, but I mean, it's anybody I've spoken to, I mean, the world's your oyster, basically. So
cheers.
Come back and see us when you've got your Grammys and your million selling albums. And everything. What is the crack? Is there an album coming out shortly? Or what's going on?
Hopefully around September.
Okay, listen, come and see us then, boys, okay? Thank you.
All the best.
Thanks very much. See you now.